And a couple of weeks ago, we talked about pets. And it's an odd relationship, isn't it, that we have as humans with our pets. And we asked that question, we kicked it around. So why do we do this when we know there's heartache ahead? We do it because as humans, we want love, we want companionship, and we think, at least the idea in my head is, that there's a guarantee we're going to get it with a dog or a cat or a tortoise. Whatever your pet is, a bird, there's going to be that relationship, that companionship. It's not like the human experience. There's something different about it. And that's why we do it. And at the end, it's really hard. And we've shared these stories through the years, and they all sound the same. You know, I had the best dog ever. And, you know, at some point that comes to an end. And it did for Gunner, who is not just a dog. He's part of this. Our family is part of the station. He's got his own drop. He's the cover boy for the Bird Dogs, my little band. I just put up on X pictures of him. And when I first saw him 11 years ago at a charity auction, and I've never even thought about the idea of getting a dog at a charity auction. That just sounds crazy. But then I saw Gunner, and I've never seen a dog. I've never seen a silver lab before, I don't think. I never really heard much about silver labs. And there was Gunner with those little eyes, and he was just the most beautiful dog I'd ever seen. And Scott Murray was hosting the live auction, and the price started going up and going up. And about this same time, I was talking to my youngest son about, because he was into, he was skeet shooting, and he was on the team, his high school team, shooting shotguns. And we were talking about bird hunting, and I'd done that a little bit when I was in high school. I used to bird hunt with my dad every once in a while. And we thought, hey, let's get a bird dog. And so here a week later is at this charity event, and here's this silver lab that's up for bid. And I was thinking, $500-$600. It went well north of that. But I made sure I won that that night, because I'd never seen a dog like this. And took him home, and, you know, he was just an instant hit at the house. And we already had a couple of dogs at the time. And it was crazy around our house. After we added another bird dog, we had five. Well, now we don't have a dog at the house because Gunner was the last. And he'd been sick. He had a procedure a couple of months ago. And we were worried about him. And sure enough, he had cancer. And he had hip dysplasia. Labs get that a lot. And it's weird, isn't it, how you just think, okay, well, you know, he'll be around for a while, you know. And our vet, who is the best, Cody Bullock, said, you know, it's probably going to be weeks. It could be months. It probably won't be a year. But the day after Jub Jam is when I had to rush him to the vet, and we found out, you know, that he was getting worse. And then I took him to another visit, and he said, yeah, it's spreading. And so we knew all of that. But, man, just like anyone else's dog, I've got a million stories about him, and I won't tell them all because I probably can't. But he was your dog too. You know, it's whatever I say about him this morning, it's the same thing you're going to say about your dog or your cat. And as strange as the relationship is with humans and our pets, it has made my life more complete. And yeah, it's life. Life is not easy. Life is hard. And you have this finite time with them. And that, you know, if you get into double digits, you feel like you're doing pretty good. And we hear dogs living to 17, 18, 20 years old. But it just seems so short, you know. And he was 11. And man, he was just such a big part of our family. He was Everybody in my band is sad. Mm-hmm. You know, he's our cover guy. Talked to a friend yesterday, said he may be, I always called him the number one ranked silver lab in Denton County. And a friend of mine said, you know, he may have been the number one ranked silver lab in the world. Just because, you know, he was out on an album and, yeah, we're not a real popular band, but he was out there and, you know, he was the logo for us. And I don't know, he just represented the best of what having a dog is all about. He was such a good boy.
Was very, very sorry to hear that when you told us this morning, because we've all been there. We've all had to put a beloved pet down, and it is just so hard and so awful. And I'm happy for him, because it sounded like he was really struggling.
Yeah.
And I think as pet owners, and I realized this when I put my beloved Lucy down, I probably waited a week or two too long, because the pet owner always has it in their mind, they can get better. You know, they're going to turn a corner. They're going to get better, and we probably prolong it. I'm not saying you guys did that, but pet owners tend to do that. So if you decided it was time, then it was probably time, and he's probably better off.
Oh, he gave us a sign, you know, yesterday. Yeah. It was a tough, tough day, and we knew it was time. And, you know, it's funny. We were going through old pictures last night. My youngest son, Scotty, and his wife, Kaylee, now wife, they dated in high school. And they've been they were high school sweethearts and went on to college, and now they're married. And
this was his dog.
This was his dog. Yeah, this is Scotty's dog. That was a crazy thing. Scotty goes off to college, and we'd let Gunner in, and he'd walk over to the stairs, and Scotty's bedroom was upstairs, and he would take two steps and put his nose in the air, and then he'd know that Scotty wasn't there, and he'd turn back down and come back downstairs. He loved him so much. And Scotty came home, and Kaylee came home yesterday, to say goodbye to him and helped us out with that. And that was really cool. And it was funny, this dog could not move yesterday. But when Scotty came home, man, his tail was wagging. Mm-hmm. To the very end, you know, all those days where I was sad, or, you know, I had a tough day or was tired and would come home, there was Gunner wagging his tail, go getting a sock and bringing it to me. He's a Labrador Retriever, big, big believer. And
he always
loved
believed
to retrieve.
He always believed.
He believed it was all about retrieving. And, yeah, he was, you know, every dog is, if they're your dog, they're special in some way, you know, and they give you something that no one else does and no one else ever will. And now I'm in the boat of you guys who lost dogs after, you know, long lives. I just don't know if I ever get back in that boat again. Watch me in 2 months, you know, there'll be some other silver lab puppy.
When was the last time you were dogless?
Oh, gosh, it's been since before Bo Jackson, you know, it's been 35 years probably.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah, they've always been a big part of our household.
And that's why you'll get another one.
Yeah, I think we will, but I, you know, we've
talked
about this.
Take some time, though, if you need it. I mean, there's no right answer. You know, I've known people who get pets immediately after, so they move on to something else to place that love in, and that helps their grieving for the last one. And I know people who, you know, can't do it yet, and they, like, wait, like I have. I mean, it's been 10, 15 years now. It feels forever ago. There's no right answer as to how to do it.
No, there's not. And there's part of me that thinks, you know, I just, as we were putting him down yesterday, I've done that now, I think, 8 times. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, each time it's tougher, you know, and it's just, it's never a good trip. Luckily, we have an awesome vet and a staff who are really just so professional and sweet and accommodating, and they couldn't have done a better job on what is such a tough thing to do. But yeah, a million stories, and I think you guys have heard this one before. He was such a strong dog. I mean, just, man, he was so strong. Just a beautiful, beautiful animal. And he loved going to the lake. That was probably his favorite thing. He had a very large vocabulary. If he heard the name Scotty, If we said, hey, when's Scotty going to come home? He'd start wagging his tail. He understood names. If we said something about the lake, he immediately popped up and would go to the back door. Okay, go to the lake. Love to swim, love to fetch in the water, and love to just, you know, just relax in the water. And so we were up there, and we had this little 10-foot little bass boat, and has a little electric engine on the back, and it got flooded one night, and we were trying to pull it out of the water, and we couldn't get back to the back plug to get the water out of it. So this thing probably weighed 500 pounds as we're trying, my youngest son and I were trying to get it out of the lake, and it had a rope on the front of it, and we moved it like a half a foot and then another half a foot. And Gunner's sitting there watching all this, and all of a sudden Scotty leaned down and he took the rope and he put it towards his mouth, and that dog took that rope, dug in with forepaw drive, and we pulled that boat out of the water. He just always had this weird sense of, you know, just awareness of what was going on. And yeah, there's a zillion stories like that, but he was, here's one more about music. I would always write in my office, and when I would write songs, and Gunner was always in there with me, so he would hear the song first. So yesterday, he couldn't move, and I was sitting on the floor with him, and I thought, you know what? He's listened to this so much, I'm going to go get my guitar. And he was so uncomfortable yesterday, he never slept. But when I went and got my guitar and played a few Randy Rogers songs, he slept for the first time yesterday. Hmm. It relaxed him, so and he slept. I think he liked music.
Or your music bored him that much.
That could be it. That could be it. But I was playing Randy songs. I was playing what I thought were his favorite Randy Rogers songs. So that seemed to be comforting to him, and he was able to go to sleep. But yeah, it's a tough one. And, you know, for those who don't have pets, I get it. I don't think everyone should have a pet. You know, maybe some people aren't built for it. I don't know about that. I just know that when you have them, they make your life better. It's a better world with a good pup. It really is.
Well, we're sorry for your loss. Hang in there. We should honor him somehow at ticket stock next year. Since he was the official dog of this station.
Yeah, and he was funner than your average silver lab. He really was.
He was the star of many of those Twitch streams when I would bug you on Twitch stream, and you had half time it'd be on Gunner.
I didn't want to put the camera on me. I just put it on Gunner. He's a good looking dude. Let's put him on screen.
Oh,
rest
man.
In peace, old Gunner.
Sad day.
Yes. All right, hang in there.